神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Happy to be with you today.
很高兴今天又跟您在节目中见面。
There once was a king who was very troubled.
曾经有一个国王，他心里很愁烦。
Yes, he was powerful.
当然，他很有权势。
He was wealthy.
他也很有财富。
Anything he wanted, he could have.
他要的什么都可以有。
But he was still troubled.
但是心里面却很愁烦。
His spirit would be troubled.
他的情绪，他的心灵非常的不快乐。
And so he would listen to music.
所以他必须要听一些音乐。
He would bring in a young man who had a harp.
他就召来一个少年人来为他弹竖琴。
That young man played the harp beautifully and sang so well.
这个年轻人弹起竖琴来可是很美，而且唱起歌来也很好听。
But the problem was,The young man was his problem.
问题是这个弹琴的这个年轻人就是这个国王的愁烦。
For the hearts of the people were being turned toward this young man.
因为一般人他们的心是倾向这个青年人的。
The king's name was Saul.
那这个国王的名字叫做扫罗。
The young man was David.
年轻人叫做大卫。
Saul was a man who had done something that displeased God.
那扫罗是一个做一些不讨神喜悦的事的一个国王。
And now, David had been anointed to be the next king of Israel.
而这个大卫已经被选上，而且被高抹做了记号，要成为以色列的第二个国王的。
Of course, Saul would not allow this.
当然，扫罗一定不容许的。
And resentment and hatred grew in his heart.
所以心里面的那种恼恨愤怒呢越来越大越多。
One day he had called David to play and sing for him.
有一天他就召来这个大卫帮他弹琴给他听。
And while David was singing, he threw a knife at him.
当大卫在弹琴唱歌的时候呢扫罗就把一把剑射了过去。
David had to flee.
这个时候大卫必须要逃走。
And then for many years, Saul was after David, trying to find him to kill him.
就这样子，几年之间呢，这个扫罗一直要追杀大卫，把他杀死。
Today we're going to talk about what was wrong with that king.
那我们要来谈一谈，到底扫罗的心里面是怎么了。
This king was harboring great anger.
这个国王的心里面充满着生气。
You see, anger is the strongest of all passions.
在我们的情绪表达里面呢，生气是最强的。
It's a strong motion of displeasure when something is troubling and doesn't meet your expectation.
当事情不如你的意愿的时候，在你里面有一种不高兴的情绪的一种表达，叫做生气。
Anger is when someone offends you or attacks you when you thinkthat you're right and they're harming you.
当有人伤害你或攻击你而你觉得你的立场是对的时候你就会有生气。
There are different degrees of anger.
生气有好几种层次。
And I want us to look at them for just a moment.
那我们要来看一看啊这些程度上的生气。
Sometimes it's like you just get,resentful at something that someone has said.
有时候是你对某人的讲的话有一种反感。
Or something that someone has done to you.
或者是有某些人呢某个人呢对你做的什么事让你心里面有感受。
You feel hurt.
你觉得被伤害。
And you begin to have some resentment stirring up inside.
所以里面呢就开始营造所谓的恼恨。
It's a type of anger that provokes you.
那是这种生气呢会来使你搅起来。
But by something that appears unjust.
而是被一种不公义不公平的外发的事情惹起的。
And so you don't feel that it was right.
那有时候你觉得这样子对你不对。
You know, this is how children feel.
这个有时候是很多孩子们的心里面的感受。
Something will be said to them that will hurt them.
有时候父母亲讲一些话伤害了他们。
Mama hasn't listened. Daddy hasn't listened. They haven't really proven what they are angry with the child about.
爸爸妈妈从来不听孩子的心声，然后呢，也不去了解。
They immediately blame the child.
马上也不跟孩子讲理，马上就责备孩子。
And then the child feels they were unjustly punished or blamed.
所以孩子觉得很不公平，他觉得他被处罚的很没有道理。
This may not seem important at first.
首先你或许觉得这个没有什么事情。
But this can become the beginning of a child who becomes a very angry person.
但是这会塑造一个孩子以后成为一个很容易生气的人。
Between husbands and wives, this is the beginning of true hurt and hatred.
那夫妻之间，这个也是有时候是我们的这种恼恨或者是麻烦的开始。
The wife will continually be bringing up something that hurts him, his self-worth.
那有时候呢太太会常常里面想起一些自我价值被伤害的一些事情。
And so this irritation grows in the heart.
那么这样的一个里面的感受就一直在营造。
We might say that this probably is the lower degree of anger and passion.
那我们可以说这种程度的生气可能是最低的生气程度。
But then there's another type of anger, another degree.
另外一种
We become indignant, wrathed. It becomes a burning anger.
那么另外一种是所谓的愤怒，它是非常的强烈。
With the desire to avenge them against this.
那甚至呢有一种要报复的一种意愿。
Often it's just a feeling that comes up in the heart.
从心里面首先兴起的感觉。
The boss is always belittling you, always making you feel bad.
比如说老板总是找你的麻烦，总是让你觉得很不喜欢。
And it grows inside of you.
然后就在你的里面累积起来。
And then you watch until you can get back at him.
然后你就等着机会要来报复。
I know a Christian.
我认识一个基督徒
who in his job did a marvelous discovery.
那他在他的工作岗位上呢有一个很大的发现。
It really was been great to his credit.
那么对于他的功劳应该是很大的。
But before he knew it, his boss took the credit for what he did.
但是在他还没有把这个事情发表之前呢他的老板就抢了他的功。
You can imagine what this could do to a person.
你可以想象这样子对那个人的伤害有多大。
So wrath or indignation is that burning anger that has a desire for revenge.
所以这种愤怒就在里面这样子累积出来之后呢，有一天就想要报复。
Now, the next one we call fury, which is a fiery anger that becomes so fierce.It destroys your common sense.
那另外一种就是已经是失去理性的一种愤怒，也是一种很强烈的生气。
It can become a force to hurt or destroy.
那已经失去理性呢，所以呢可能会产生那种伤害或者是暴力的这种毁坏。
That's when you might slap a person.
有时候你就会出手打人。
You might break up the furniture.
你可能会破坏你的家里面的家具。
You may tear up something valuable just for spite.
因为你这一种非常强烈的生气呢，或许你就会破坏一些事情。
This fiery anger is what makes men abuse their wives.
那这种生气会使一个丈夫去虐待他的妻子。
I had a friend that was a good man.
那我有一个朋友，他是一个好人，
very nice fellow，
非常好的一个人。
But when he would get angry，
但是生起气来的时候，
it would become this fiery anger，
那就变成这种非常强烈的暴怒。
His common sense was gone，
他的理性就没有了。
He would slap his wife across the room，
他就在他房间里面呢，来打他的妻子。
This is that kind of anger。
那这个就是这种暴怒。
Now I want to tell you about the last kind。
那最后一种程度的生气。
It's called rage。
那就是震怒。
This is a violent losing of control and can be temporarily insanity。
这是出现暴力而且失去控制，可能会短暂的成为疯狂状态。
This is the anger that can lead to murder.
那这种生气可能会杀人。
There was a woman who had a blind brother who lived with her.
有一个妇女，她有一个兄弟是看不见的，瞎眼的。
She had a family.
那她自己
She worked.
有家庭，她也在工作。
And it seemed like this brother was constantly...giving her problems.
这个眼盲的兄弟呢，给这个妇人很多麻烦。
She told me that one day she got so angry at him.
有一次，这个妇人对自己的兄弟生气到极点。
Actually, it was like she blacked out, like she didn't know what she was doing.
然后她突然间呢，不晓自己在做什么。
And when she caught herself, she had a broom in her hand, ready to hit him in the head.
然后呢，当她这样子突然间醒过来的时候，他发现他手上有一个要去打他的兄弟的一个东西。
This can happen when anger becomes rage that has lost control.
所以这种失去控制，然后暴力性的这种生气呢，有时候会这样发生。
Now anger actually is a God-given emotion.
事实上，生气是神给人的一种情绪。
And God gave it to us for a reason.
上帝给人这种情绪是有原因的。
It signals to us that something is wrong.
只是让你知道说有一些情况不对了。
Sometimes it's when you've been hurt or rejected by someone's unkind words.
它是显示出你被伤害了，或者是被别人有受到委屈了。
You may be a victim of a real or maybe unreal injustice someone has said about you.
在一些别人的谈话下，你成为那种不公平的受害者。
Maybe someone has accused you and makes you feel fearful of the future.
有时候有人控告你，让你觉得对未来有惧怕。
Sometimes anger shows you that you're feeling frustration because of an unmet need.
有时候呢，在你里面的一些挫败呢，也带给你一些生气的感受。
You see, it's a warning light so that you can be warned to control that action.
事实上，这种生气的情绪是一种给你的一种征兆，一种警告你的征兆。让你知道说你可能会有一些情况发生，你要控制你的行为。
You see, God is trying to show us that this anger or this emotion is one that has to be controlled.
那神给我们这个情绪是要让你知道说你该是你控制自己的时候了。
Now, laughter is an emotion.
那笑也是一种情绪。
Or the joy that makes that emotion.
快乐会使我们笑。
We can laugh and laugh and laugh.
你一直笑都没有问题的。
We can cry.
你也可以哭。
We can feel the emotion that makes us to weep and weep and weep.
因为你的情绪的感受，你会一直哭，一直哭。
But when it comes to anger,
但是到了这种生气的情绪的时候，
anger is going to involve several people.
情绪会牵扯到别的人或者四周围的人。
We're laughing will hurt no one.
你笑的时候不会伤害人。
Our tears will bother no one.
你哭也不会干扰人。
Our anger can end in murder.
但是生气有时候严重到可以杀人。
So when we feel these feelings coming up in us,
当你感受到有这些程度的生气的时候，
when someone has said an unkind word to us or has given us a fear.
比如说有人对你讲话不仁慈，或者是你有一些害怕在里面，或者是呢对你不公平。
It tells us that we're going to have a reaction.
然后你这个生气呢就会产生行为的反应。
And it's the wise person that can know how to temper that reaction.
一个聪明的人就自己晓得意识到自己在生气，所以要小心控制自己的行为。
So we need to look at the misuse of anger.
所以我们也要知道什么时候我们误用了生气的情绪。
As I said, all of us will feel the heat of anger at one time or another.
我说过每一个人都有对这种情绪的这种热度的感受。
But how you handle the heat of that.
那你怎么样来反应来掌控这种生气的热度，这是你的问题了。
Will determine the outcome.
那你就要一定要来决定确定你可以控制它。
You know, a small campfire is very good to cook over or to warm yourself by.
在野外啊，我们到野外去营会的时候呢，一个小小的火是很好的，可以让你煮饭，可以让你做饭，可以让你照亮。
But when that little fire gets out of control, it can start a blazing forest fire that will go for miles and miles.
但是这小小的一把火，如果它烧得太多太大的话，可能就情况就会蔓延到好几百里以外。
Now let's look at the first one, the prolonged anger.
那么第一种的这种生气叫做长久的怀怒。
I'm sure some of you have put a pot on, put some vegetables and meat and started the fire.
我知道有很多人他们煮饭的时候呢放了一些蔬菜在锅子里然后把火点上。
And you turn it on not too high.
然后你把火控制的不要太大。
But you let it cook and cook and cook.
然后你就让他们在那里慢慢的炖慢慢的烧。
It just boils a little.
然后它的那种开的程度非常的小。
And you keep it on a slow boil.
你让它就是微火的这样来烧。
This is what a prolonged anger is.
那这个就像我讲的这种长久的生气。
It's an anger that is held inside for a long time.
是这样的生气呢，就在你的里面，这样子很长久的怀着。
It's identified in us by an unforgiving heart towards some past offense.
当你有这种长久的怀怒的时候呢，代表着你对于过去的某一段某一个人呢没有办法忘记，或者没有办法来原谅他。
And unforgiveness eventually results in resentment and deep bitternesses.
这种不原谅的情绪后来会变成就是恼恨，恼恨呢就会产生苦毒。
And this will reflectOur relationship toward them.
然后就反映在你跟人的关系之间。
There's some ladies today that says, I will never forgive my mother for the way she talked to me when I was a child.
比如说有些人他常跟我讲，我绝对不会原谅我妈妈在我小时候对我讲话的那种态度，伤害。
There are hundreds of examples like this.
有太多上百个例子这样子说。
Maybe it's how your father was so strong and so hard and treated you so rough. Inside, there is that unforgiving, that anger that is boiling.
还是你的爸爸对你非常的严厉，很专制，所以呢，就让你产生里面的一种长久的怀怒，你觉得你不能原谅他。
Sometimes you're not fully aware of it.
有时候你自己也不晓得。
But someday it will boil over.
但是有一天呢，即使是小小的火，它还是会烧过头的。
You see, when we have that root of bitterness and resentment in our heart, it harms us in many ways.
如果你里面深藏着这种苦毒、恼恨的根的话，是会伤害到你很多方面的。
And anger, of course, is one of them.
那生气就是你的一个后遗症。
An anger that someone may not even...recognize that you are angry at them.
有时候有些人根本不觉得你有什么好对他们生气的。
And for some of you, it's an anger that you yourself are not aware of.
然后有时候你生了气，你自己也不晓得生什么气。
Because it's someone that you love or you must love.
然后对方刚好是你所爱的或者你必须爱的人。
Someone you respect or you must respect.
对方是你所敬重而且你应该敬重的人。
Many times this is what happens in marriages.
有时候婚姻有这种问题。
Things are said, there's hurts, resentments build,then bitterness comes, and then comes the outgrowth of this anger.
这个都是从以前的恼恨苦毒来，然后呢，表现出来这种容易生气的态度。
This is a misuse of your anger.
这个是对生气情绪的误用。
And as we talk about anger, you're going to see that it has to be taken care of.
所以这种生气呢，一定要来管理它，一定要来处理它。
Then we have the pressed down anger.
那有一种是压抑性的生气。
It's the one that we hide, we deny it from ourselves and from others.
你把自己的生气隐藏起来，或者是把它否认割开，想要就是自己不去去承认或者不让人家知道。
Usually,this kind of person that has this kind of anger is afraid of facing anyone with a negative emotion.
这种压抑性的生气的人呢，通常他是比较怕去面对对方的这种反应，成为一种消极性的情绪反应。
This kind of anger creates a deceitful heart.
那这样的一个生气呢，会成为一个欺骗性的心态。
One who communicates with others not in truth, but with untruth.
这种欺骗性的情绪心态会变成你跟人家讲话的时候口是心非。
Oh, they'll say, oh no, that doesn't bother me.
嘴巴说呢，没有关系，我没有关系。
When deeply it bothers very badly.
但是心的深处却被干扰了。
You see, failure to be honest and to confront and resolve one of these negative feelings...has results.
你知道如果你不敢去很诚实的去面对对方的话，那么它会产生一些后遗症的。
Actually begins to build self-pity in you.
里面会产生自怜。
And because you're so weak, it becomes self-contempt toward your own self.
因为你里面很弱，非常的软弱，所以呢，你就变成你很不喜欢，不接纳你自己。
And it brings self-doubt. You almost begin to believe what they say.
然后你就对自己常常有怀疑，相信别人说你的话。
And it actually ends where you cannot have really true, faithful relationships with people.
这样子后来就显出来，你跟人的关系不能有那种很诚信的一种很好的关系。
You see, it's the type of person who says, well, I never really get angry.
那这种人会说呢，我从来不生气的。
I might get a little irritated at times, but I don't get angry.
有时候小小的感受反感是有，但是我不生气的。
See, they're neither truthful to you nor truthful to themselves.
这样子的话，他等于是骗人，也欺骗了自己。
So we see that pressed down anger is really very harmful.
所以这种压抑下去的生气是很有伤害性的。
Then there's the anger we call provoked anger.
那另外一种是惹怒。
You know, it's the quick and impatient anger. It's a quick reaction to what someone says.
这种比较暴力性的生气呢，就是突然间很快的就会爆发出来。
That person is instantly irritated.
马上就被惹起来。
And it's something that they cannot restrain.
那没有办法去控制自己。
You see, it's a person who is ready to be criticized. They have sarcasm. They try all kinds of things, but quickly they give you an answer.
那他很快的就去反应，马上就会回过去，很快的就去会回答，或者是顶嘴。
You see, they may not yell at you.
他或许不会对你喊叫。
They may look at you and say, I can't believe you said that. Surely you have outgrown such a childish thing.
或许对方就马上会对你反应，马上跟你回嘴说呢，我实在是很不能相信你是讲这种话的人，你实在是很幼稚。
So this is one of the reactions that you're going to have to learn how can I control this?
所以这种对生气的很快的那种啊被惹怒反应呢，我们要去管理，要去控制它。
There's a scripture in the Bible that tells us that those who have this kind of anger is those who reside in the laps of fools. In other words, it's a foolish person that cannot control this.
那圣经告诉我们，一个易怒的人，一个容易被惹起来而生气的人呢，就像一个愚蠢的人一样。
Or they might say, well, this is my family trait.
或许你说呢，这是我家人的特质。
I'm just that kind of person.
我就是嘴巴快，我就是很容易这样子。
That's my temperament.
这是我的天性。
That's my personality.
这是我的个性。
No, my friends, that's the fact you have no self-control.
这个不叫做个性，这是你自己没有办法控制自己。
Now, let's look at the last one.
另外最后一种。
This is what we call anger that is violent.
那这是暴力的，暴烈的生气。
It's an explosive anger.
它爆发了。
Very powerful, destructive, hard to control.
它是很难控制，而且是有伤害性的爆发。
This is the yelling, the hollering, the hitting, the throwing things. This is where you're out of control.
比如说呢，你大声喊叫、嘶喊，或者是丢东西，或者是打人。
Sometimes a mother will look at a child when they've done something and say, "You stupid idiot! If you do that again, you'll wish you were never born."
那有时候妈妈出口就说呢，你实在是太笨了。如果你这样子的话，我实在希望我没有生你。
So now we have looked at the misuse of anger.
所以我们看到这几种误用的生气的情绪。
Now I know all of you are saying, well, everybody gets angry, you said so.
或许你说呢，每一个人都会生气啊。
Well, yes, everyone gets angry, and there are reasons why we get angry.
你说的是，事实上我们都有一些理由让我们生气。
And I mentioned a little bit of that, but I want to go into a little bit more depth of that.
那我提过了，但是我们要再更深入的来谈。
You see, many of us have a hard time recognizing anger as a secondary response.
那我们要晓得，我们可能都不知道，生气是我们的反应。
We think it's just anger that happens.
有时候你认为我的生气就是因为这样生气。
The emotion rises.
情绪被惹起来。
No, but this is caused by unresolved pain from the past.
那事实上你所表现的生气的反应呢，是由里面一些伤痛而来的。
Just as fires are often started by little bit of oil or a little gas seep.
里面本来就有火候，然后外面呢再加一点油，再加一点啊，就像煤气一样的话就爆发了。
So anger is fueled by something.
所以生气是被点燃起来的。
You see, because it's painful to dig and probe into the feelings from the past.
因为过去的经验常常让我们觉得很不想再去面对它，是很痛苦的经验。
It seems easier to stay angry rather than to uncover the real cause.
那我们宁可呢用外面的生气表现，然后把它掩盖起来。
Because it means we're going to have to turn loose of our own personal rights and expectations.
那就是说呢，有时候我们宁可保持这种生气，外显的生气，而不要来揭开或敞开我们心里面的这些生气的原因，好让我们稍微放弃一点我们的权益或我们的期待。
You may think it's impossible, but I know as a Christian how the process that I went through, that Christ helped me to mature in the area of my anger and controlling it.
或许你想说这种生气的问题应该没有什么可以改变的，但是我告诉你，我是基督徒，我告诉你耶稣怎么帮助我经过一些过程来改变我里面生气的情绪。
He can do the same for you, and next time I'm going to be telling you more about anger.
他这样子为我所做的也能够为你做，下一次我们要继续的谈关于生气的问题。
恕我心曲这个节目
是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。